The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
And we begin this Sunday morning with the biggest political scandal of all, collusion and conspiracy at the highest levels against President Trump. Now, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard revealing what this audience has known all along. A cabal of high-ranking officials led by then-President Barack Obama, CIA Director John Brennan, and Hillary Clinton, among others, took the world on a wild goose chase to try and take down their political enemy, Donald Trump, no matter the casualties along the way. The cabal included Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Clapper, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Jim Comey, and Susan Rice, who pushed a made-up story that President Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election so the cabal would not lose their grip on power.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time.
In the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community agreed that there was no intelligence that reflected that Russia was trying to hack the election in favor of either candidate. The evidence showed, the intelligence showed that, again, Russia did not have either the intent nor the capability to be able to impact the outcome of the United States election. So it was very striking when we look back again at the documents that I declassified and released that shows there was a shift. In early December, the first week of December, again, another document was produced by the intelligence community, a president's daily brief that was consistent with every other assessment that was done previously leading up to the election. Russia was not, did not, this is after the election now, did not attempt to affect the outcome of the American election. That was never published. Hours before it would have gone into President Obama's president's daily brief, it was pulled by a senior level intelligence official saying that they had to pull it because they had received new guidance. The very next day, this meeting was called, a National Security Council meeting, bring all together all of the senior leaders of President Obama's cabinet, and the topic that was put forward was a sensitive matter. The task that came out of that meeting was coming from President Obama directing the intelligence community, then Obama's ODNI director Clapper, to produce a document, to produce an intelligence assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow affected the outcome of the election that had already occurred, electing Donald Trump to the presidency. This document that they published in January of 2017 was the foundational groundwork that they continued to reference over and over and over again to enact this years-long coup against President Trump.
One thing that I have done is to be pretty scrupulous about not wading into investigation decisions or prosecution decisions or decisions not to prosecute. I have tried to be really strict in my own behavior about preserving the independence of law enforcement, free from my own judgments and political assessments in some cases. And I don't know why I would stop now.
The implications of this are, frankly, nothing short of historic. Over 100 documents that we released on Friday really detail and provide evidence of how this treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama just weeks before he was due to leave office after President Trump had already gotten elected. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American, because it has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic. What we saw occur here, as the documents we released detailed, was that we had a sitting president of the United States and his cabinet and leadership team, quite frankly, who were not happy with the fact that President Trump had won the election, that the American people had chosen Donald J. Trump to be the next president commander-in-chief of the United States. And so they decided that they would do everything possible to try to undermine his ability to do what voters tasked President Trump to do. So creating this piece of manufactured intelligence that claims that Russia had helped Donald Trump get elected contradicted every other assessment that had been made previously in the months leading up to the election that said exactly the opposite, that Russia neither had the intent nor the capability to try to, quote unquote, hack the United States election for the presidency of the United States. So the effect of what President Obama and his senior national security team did was subvert the will of the American people, undermining our democratic republic and enacting what would be essentially a years-long coup against President Trump, who was duly elected by the American people.
I will feel vindicated when I see Barack Obama get, you know, have
amen.
Handcuffs on, being escorted from his house and being brought into jail. I would say right now, if I were in the Department of Justice, or if I was in the White House, I would demand that the Attorney General immediately take away the passports from these individuals who we know have already been named. And there's some others that have not been named yet. Take away the passports. Do not allow them to leave this country, because I guarantee they're waking up, you know, this morning saying, where can I go? We got to get that out of here, because they committed a massive, massive conspiracy to undermine and overthrow the United States of America, the United States government, the president of the United States, and the presidency. And they left a wake in their path that is unprecedented. As
General Flynn there at the end, breathing flames. That's someone the Trump administration could use, by the way. But besides him, you look at those 2016 clips of Barack Hussein Obama, and what you see is a clone of Satan the devil, a smooth talker, an angel of light. And he was fundamentally transforming the United States, which is a nice way, basically, of saying he was trying to destroy or blot out America. And only God could have stopped it. And God did. God silenced him. And now God is exposing him. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. There's a lot to get to. You can get to this show at TrumpetDaily.com or at the Rumble channel, Rumble.com/TrumpetDaily. So with all the documents Tulsi Gabbard released on Friday, and then with her appearing on all of the shows that would have her over the weekend, mainly Fox programs, I had to fast forward through the first hour of the morning meltdown to just see, how are they going to approach this? I mean, the director of national intelligence in the United States of America exposing a treasonous coup. How would they cover it? Well, you probably know how they would cover it. They didn't cover it, because they know that the more Barack Obama is exposed, the more it exposes them. And so you turn it on and you see first, I mean, there's even a panel discussion on the British Open and Scheffler, I guess, winning this golf tournament. That actually led the show over on the morning meltdown. And then after that, you have the Axios story over the weekend. Oh, yes. There's some people in the Trump administration that say Bibi Netanyahu is a madman. And Morning Joe loves it when there's a divide between the American government and Bibi, because they hate Netanyahu. So that was a big talking point this morning, for sure. Bibi's a madman. There's a growing divide between Trump and Bibi. And oh yeah, we got to tell you about the Catholic churches that are being blown up in Gaza because of the IDF, the genocide that Israel is orchestrating. Nothing to say about Syria or the massacre there. Of course not. No. Or the fact that Bibi is stopping a genocide in Syria. No commentary on that. You've got a little bit on the illegal alien clashes with ICE. That made it into the first hour of Morning Joe. And then Trump, he's close to firing the Fed chair. And he's got someone in his administration that's pleading with him, don't fire the Fed chair. Keep him in his position. And then what about Donald Trump's Epstein strategy? Now, you see, the Epstein story is about Trump, not all of the clients or the 254 victims or the island or the airplane that had a bed in the back. Nothing about those things. Certainly not in the first hour. And then to round things off, you're back to Scheffler and the British Open at the end of the first hour of Morning Joe. And here what you have. And again, it's not like there's a bunch of new facts that Tulsi Gabbard revealed, but it certainly confirms the accuracy of this forecast that's been in circulation since 2012. There was a podcast on Bannon over the weekend, and I don't know if he titles these or if someone else does from his crew, but he titled the show The 16-Year Plan to Destroy America. Now, that's 16 years. That takes you back to 2009, which is when the Dear Leader appeared. The 16-Year Plan to Destroy America. And yet, besides the trumpet, besides America Under Attack, I mean, who was telling? When everyone else was swooning over the Dear Leader, who was telling you that America is being attacked? That the intent is to destroy America. That's what fundamental transformation is all about. Who was telling you from the beginning? All roads lead to Obama. And so now here comes Tulsi Gabbard with all of the documents to show that that intel report ordered by Obama on December 9th, 2016, completely fake and bogus. Now you got to step back and see the big picture here to see just how significant this is, because that fake intel report, which used the Steele dossier as a pretext to kick it off. So Hillary Clinton certainly had her involvement in it as well. But here the Clinton camp, but Obama, I mean, Obama was the sitting president at the time. And you heard there in the cold open where he assured America that there's no way that our elections could be tampered with. He said that in October of 2016 when he thought it was certain that Hillary would prevail, and she didn't. Donald Trump, he shocked the world. And so Obama, the clone of the devil, he pivots on a dime. It's no problem. Hey, forget about all the intel which says there's before and after the election, the intel that says there was no Russian interference. Forget about that. Our job now is to create a new intel report, and we've got to work fast because he's going to be inaugurated next month. A new intel report that says the Russians not only interfered, but they interfered to help Trump. In other words, Donald Trump stole the election. Now, we've been told that you're not supposed to talk about elections being stolen. Isn't that amazing that they scream when you talk about the actual steal in 2020, when the whole premise of the fake intel report, which then led to the spying and all those other things, the whole premise was that Donald Trump and Putin stole the 2016 election. And that was the trigger that ignited everything else that would follow, this fake, bogus intel report leading to the illegal wiretapping and spying, which Donald Trump knew was going on. and which the regime media denied from the very beginning. And then you've got the ambush on General Flynn early in 2017. The persecution that the dear leader unloaded on him. I mean, he told Donald Trump before Trump was even in office, don't hire General Flynn. And then you see how much they fought against Tulsi Gabbard as well. Don't you dare nominate Tulsi Gabbard, because they know. They know the ones that will reveal the corruption. And they also know the ones that will cover it up. How does it, by the way, how does all of this make Bill Barr look? For all that Bill Barr knew, and for the parameters that he put on, you know, the Durham investigation and all that, some have said, well, why didn't Durham get into these documents that Tulsi Gabbard had? It's like Sundance points out, because Bill Barr wouldn't let him. That's why. He had to stay within the carefully constructed confines of the Rhino AG. And don't ruffle too many feathers. You know, make sure a few low-level people take a hit, but definitely not the higher-ups, and certainly not the dear leader. The dear leader is to be protected. What he did, even though he was the sitting president, all that's to be concealed. Flynn's firing, the illegal Mueller witch hunt, two outrageous impeachment hearings over nothing that happened during the first term with Trump, weaponizing the China virus that was right at the end of Trump's first term, that led to the mass mail-in ballot scheme, and then the actual election steal of 2020, installing an illegitimate, senile presidential puppet. That happened when they stole the election. And then the fake narrative all through the Biden years about his mental acuity or lack thereof. The illegal alien invasion that happened under Biden's watch, which is to say Obama's watch, that happened. 4 years of it. The auto pen, all the other bitter affliction that 2 Kings 14 talks about, the nonstop lawfare to try to prevent Trump from coming back a second time. 4 indictments, hundreds and hundreds of years in prison. If they could get a judge and a jury to go along with it. And then, of course, the 2 assassination attempts. It's so obvious now, isn't it, that all roads trace back to Barack Hussein Obama, just like we've been saying all along. Tomorrow's news today. Listen to this clip from Fox News, number 8.
GNI Tulsi Gabbard has already turned over hundreds of documents to DOJ for criminal referrals. The conspiracy stems from a December 2016 National Security Council meeting, which included John Brennan and James Comey's right-hand man at the FBI, Andrew McCabe. According to Gabbard's declassified report, Obama ordered a new assessment on Russia's election meddling after a presidential daily briefing concluded that Russia did not hack the election.
Obama ordered it. All roads lead to Obama. Listen to Devin Nunes. He's the one that was very helpful early on in exposing this hoax. But again, as I say, we had years and years of a lot of really good conservative commentary. Andy McCarthy, Miranda Devine, certainly Devin Nunes, although he was a congressman at the time. He was exposing a lot of this rot. But they all stopped short of pointing at the dear leader. Obama ordered it from the beginning. He was the president. This is the significance of all the stories from this past weekend. We'll come to it more as we go. But first, listen to Devin Nunes. He was on with Maria yesterday, clip 10.
Who do you believe was the mastermind behind the Russia collusion lie?
Well, there's a lot of masterminds, but I think in general, this was lit on fire by Obama, Team Obama, and his team after Trump won in 2016. So they could have stopped it. They should have stopped it. Instead, they lit the fuse. They put out a BS intelligence report, if you recall, right before the president came in. They framed General Flynn. They framed the entire Trump administration. And then they appointed Mueller. So once, you know, Trump fired Comey, Mueller gets appointed. And then we lived through that Mueller witch hunt for years. And it wasn't just about all the corruption that they did to create and manufacture the Russia hoax. The Mueller investigation itself was a hoax and was illegal.
So many hoaxes, so much fakery, and so much swooning. And the swooning continued even into the investigations into Obama's henchmen. But as I say, it all stopped short of Obama. We were right. America Under Attack came out in what was it, 2013? It's gone through a few revisions over the years, but as I say, I mean, what more confirmation do you need that this book, I mean, it was sounding the alarm. I mean, it begins with Obama. He's the one that was trying to destroy the United States. And that was the title, as I say, of one of Bannon's podcasts over the weekend. 16 years to try to destroy America. It's a miracle that it didn't happen, as I say. Only God could have stopped it, and he did. He did. He silenced Obama, and then he's now exposing him. As to what happens later, I mean, we'll see. We'll see, but he's certainly being exposed, and that was a big point in America Under Attack. The silencing, the exposure, the return of Donald Trump, that's another big one in America Under Attack. I mean, we've been saying it since they stole the election in 2020, that Donald Trump would return. The fact that he's withstood all of these withering and vicious attacks, again, reveals the hand of God, the power of God. Listen again to Fox News, number 7.
Despite months and years of screaming about protecting democracy, and yet here you have the DNI director accusing the former president of ordering the cooking of intelligence to delegitimize a duly elected president that then snowballed into so many other things like the special counsel, impeachment, et cetera. And yet they don't seem interested in protecting democracy when it comes to President Trump and President Obama undermining it.
You know, as we go over these things one after another, I cannot believe that Donald Trump survived all of this stuff. You go down the list of things.
Right?
Forget about the bullet that whizzed by the side of his head. Yeah. I mean, they were trying to take him down over and over in so many different ways. The Russia investigation, the impeachment and everything else.
Yeah.
But he kind of plowed through it all.
I can't believe Donald Trump survived all of this. Well, if we're honest, it wasn't so much about Trump surviving as it was about God intervening to save America temporarily by the hand of Jeroboam. It's interesting, General Flynn, when he was talking with Bannon, he referenced Donald Trump and how that if you're going to complete the transformation or destruction, you've got to take out the king. And they tried to do it, even with an assassin's bullet, as he referenced there. But they couldn't quite complete the mission. Listen to General Flynn, clip 23.
Is the biggest crime in the history of the United States of America. As I said, I think it was yesterday, Steve, that, you know, this is a moment of, that is really surreal for many people in the U.S. that never felt like we would ever go through or experience a coup. Basically, a coup which would take down a duly elected president of the United States by another individual. Now, I will tell you, and I've said this very publicly, you know, if you're going to stage a coup, you better kill the king. And in this case, they were not able to kill the king, meaning, you know, Donald Trump. And I'm just metaphorically using that because he's not a king. He's the president of the United States. But twice, we have seen twice assassination attempts on him, very public assassination attempts on him.
It's amazing when you think, it's also frustrating because as I said at the start, well, for one, to refer to him as a king when you think about what it says in Amos 7, that's something that you've been starting to hear more often as well. But just coming back to the facts revealed by Tulsi Gabbard's office, and she said a week or so ago how difficult it's been just to uncover all this, even within her own department, which she's in charge of. Because the forces from the deep state are still strong. But so many of these facts, I mean, you can see the timeline of them in America Under Attack. You could have connected the dots back in 2017 and 18 if you just had an open mind. But now, I mean, we're actually seeing the emails. Now we're actually seeing the orders in print. It's kind of like raising the ruins. You know, you read Malachi's message in 1990, and that gives you God's perspective, all the prophecies, and God laid it out how it was going to be fulfilled. And it happened just as he said it would. And then we come back years later with raising the ruins, and we've actually got all the documents, the discovery. Here's what they were doing and saying behind the scenes. Here was the order to destroy the remaining copies of Mystery of the Ages. Here is the communication between the higher-ups saying that, you know, Mystery of the Ages is doctrinally flawed. It's wrong. We're not going to teach this anymore. And then when we fought for Mystery of the Ages, to hear them sit before a judge and say, oh, Your Honor, I mean, we really do value Mystery of the Ages. An angel of light, clones of the devil. They will lie about anything. And I'm sure Obama right now is thinking of ways to lie his way out of this mess. But God's not letting it happen. Anyway, the frustrating part is that, you know, you could have known a lot of these facts had you read America Under Attack, which, by the way, General Flynn has. He's been out there with some pretty strong tweets. He's been on with Bannon. Of course, he's been on this show multiple times. God's truth, the prophecies of God, gives us precious insight into tomorrow's news. We can know. What more proof do we need to know that America Under Attack was inspired? And in fact, as our follow-up smaller booklet says, it was prophesied. Even the book, even the fact that this book appeared at the time that it did, is prophesied in your Bible. That's pretty inspiring. I mean, that really builds your faith. When you know that God has something to say, God has a view. God, I want His perspective. That's the way we should react to it. Is this the start of even greater exposure of Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, Tulsi Gabbard says there's more to come, and she didn't even talk about the January 5th meeting. January 5th, 2017, when they were, you know, outgoing the Obama administration, and they were setting up Trump for this ridiculous crossfire hurricane investigation, and then Mueller and all the things that would follow. Tulsi focused mainly on, you know, what was happening December 8 and December 9 when Obama was ordering the intel narrative, the intel propaganda. Well, now I've reconsidered. Actually, Russia did interfere, and they did it to help Trump. And Trump is, he's a stooge. He's a secret agent of Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is treason. In America Under Attack, by the way, we go through the dictionary definition of treason. And we've been talking about the coup and treason at least as early as 2018. Just early on into Trump's presidency. And back then, I mean, even some of our readers were like, I don't know, I think maybe you're taking it too far. Now you turn on the news, or at least at Fox, not MSNBC, but you turn on the news and you hear coup, you hear treason, you hear punishment, crimes, prison, and you hear Obama. Wow. I don't think too many people could have expected this just a few years ago, maybe even a few months ago. I think one of the big reveals for me from Tulsi's documents is that she said there was this presidential daily briefing prepared for, I think it was December the 8th, 2016, which basically said what all the intel assessments said about the election before and after there in November of 2016, that the Russians didn't interfere. But as you heard in one of the clips I played, some higher up official scrapped that intel assessment, canceled the presidential daily briefing, and then Obama gets all of his henchmen together the next day, December 9th, and says, you know what? Russia did interfere. They lied. They lied. And then they went out into the press pool and continued their lies and sounded so angel-like. Such a smooth talker. And guess what else? We've covered this before. December 9th, Obama orders a new intel assessment to be prepared. And you want to know what else happened on December 9th? This was your headline at the Washington Post. Secret CIA assessment says Russia was trying to help Trump win the White House. He orders the intel assessment. And as you can see from this headline, somebody obviously leaked it to the Washington Post. The dear leader couldn't have accomplished this without the regime media. That's why the regime media won't cover the Tulsi story this weekend. Because they're complicit. They were part of the attack. The 16-year effort to destroy America. If you order the intel assessment or the investigation into it on December 9, how does the Washington Post come out basically with the conclusion of this bogus assessment on December the 9th? They didn't even wait till January the 6th when the assessment was made known, when the report was released. This was a coup from the beginning. These were treasonous agents, just as Tulsi Gabbard has said all weekend. Good for her. I mean, she's showing some rising lion courage. She's a Democrat, or was. And who would have ever thought that she would show more courage than Bill Barr, or for that matter, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, at least to this point? Maybe they'll do something. We'll see. Look, both of those guys at the FBI wrote books about this treasonous coup. They wrote books about the gangsters in Obama's government. So what are they going to do? It's going to be a big test for them and for Donald Trump. Because look, we're already at a point where the seediest of behavior, see Jeffrey Epstein and all of his clients and all of the abuse and the rape, the sexual assault of teenage girls and boys too, I would imagine. Nobody's been prosecuted for that yet, except for Epstein and his girlfriend. So if you don't go to jail for those crimes, and now you're guilty of treason, and supposing Trump and Pam Bondi don't do anything with it, what does that say about the sickness and the lawlessness in America today? If you can get away with raping a little girl or committing treason against your country, and nothing happens, except maybe a slap on the wrist, or maybe a little bit of embarrassment, or public shaming. Let's hope that this time something happens. As I see, it'll be a good test for the Jeroboam administration. The Washington Post and the New York Times, they wrote about the intel assessment as it was just starting, not when it was finished. No, Brennan made sure that he leaked it to those propaganda arms. You need that, you see, to complete the coup. And then if they'll take the story and run with it and just keep lying and repeating the lie, just like Hitler said, just say it over and over and over. Even after this weekend, you can be sure there's going to be some prominent talking heads on MSNBC or at the New York Times when Russia comes up. They will still go on about the hoax, the Russian collusion hoax, as if it's the truth. They're that committed to propaganda. The New York Times, I think I have a quote from them as well. Secret CIA assessment says Russia was trying to help Trump win the White House. So that's December 9th. Again, the headline. So again, you can connect the dots. Obama, and this is laid out in the Tulsi documents. I mean, there were a lot of people from every agency of government, almost, at least those that revolve around intel and investigations, you know, the FBI, the DOJ, all these people, they gather together, they have the meeting, Obama gives the order, and these are the headlines that night following the meeting. I don't know, maybe it was before the meeting. I think Clapper was the one who prepared some of the talking points the day before. So the intel comes out. It's supposed to be in the presidential briefing, an honest intel. There was no interference. Obama says, nope, we're going to scratch that. And we're going to say there was interference. The New York Times a few days later, Russia's hand in America's election. They were off and running, you see. They had their narrative. And now they had their excuse to spy, to wiretap, to investigate, to go on a witch hunt, to impeach, and on it went. This was General Flynn again from over the weekend, clip 22.
This very important meeting, it looks like, on December 8th is really the piece of data that I think has now been exposed to really allow everybody to connect the dots. As I said early this morning on my X post, basically, I laid back out the plan, which was 8 years of Obama, 8 years of Hillary, and Steve, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation. And so once, you know, enter summer of 2015 and so on and so forth, and Donald J. Trump wins the election, as you well know, in November of 2016, then, you know, all that the gates of hell were unleashed by Obama. And that's what we now know. Now, you know, it's not just Obama. Of course, you know, it goes back to the summer of 2016. And actually, what we're learning from this is it actually goes back to late 2015, the probably December 2015 timeframe. So
as he says there, all roads lead to Obama, but he had helpers. The very first line of the dirty dossier, which everybody knew was bogus. That's why they wouldn't talk about it. The regime media wouldn't talk about it. Until Obama's people attached it to this intelligence assessment. The first line of the dossier reads, Russian regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for at least 5 years. A blatant lie. But see now, I mean, Obama looked at that and said, Clapper, Brennan, you guys get an intel assessment together that says Russia did interfere. And I mean, it squares with Hillary's dirty dossier that says Trump is a Russian agent. It'll work perfect. That was how it all got started. And as you step back and see what it led to, boy, I think Bannon's title is right. 16 years trying to destroy the United States. The 16-year plan, he said, to destroy America. You heard it here first, or at least we were one of the first to correctly identify Barack Hussein Obama as an imposter, guilty of treason, triggering a coup, fundamental transformation of the United States. As I was telling Sam earlier this morning, I mean, I think another big reveal from the Tulsi documents this past weekend, though you can't say it's new. It's certainly not new. It's not new if you've read America Under Attack. But what you're seeing in the news cycle now are people willing, finally, to point the finger directly at Barack Hussein Obama, the dear leader. He is responsible. As I said earlier, I mean, conservatives all along did some wonderful investigative work and exposed Brennan and Clapper and the perjury and the lies and the illegal wiretapping and all, you know, the impeachment, the hoax and the Russian narrative hoax. But for the longest time, they stopped short of putting the blame, or at least most of it, on Hussein Obama. As I said earlier, I mean, he was the sitting president at the time. He's the one that triggered it all. And I was just kind of shaking my head over the weekend at all these clips over the weekend and this morning as we were assembling the clips, just how many sentences I was hearing with Obama, treason, and coup in the same sentence. That's a remarkable shift. That's a remarkable transformation. If you want to talk about transformations, it's a testament to God's power, to the accuracy of Bible prophecy. God said he would expose it. Who would have ever accused the dear leader of treason in 2012 or 2014 or 2016 when he was really pushing the JCPOA? I mean, even the auto pen thing, this is just a few months ago. You know, last summer we were hearing about the auto pen, or maybe it was over the winter, I forget, but it wasn't that long ago. I mean, you still hear references, people saying, now who was signing this? Who was behind the auto pen? And of course on this show we're like, it's obvious. I mean, Obama uses other people too, but it's Obama. He's the puppet master. He joked about wanting to be one. There at the end of 2020, right after they had completed the election steal. The irony. The pretext for everything, the illegal witch hunt, spying and all that, the pretext was they stole the election. Trump and Putin stole the election in 2016. And, you know, that's the side of this story, by the way, the actual steal in 2020 that still is not covered. They still ignore that. But, I mean, if you listen to what Tulsi Gabbard is saying, you would have to be insane to conclude that in 2020, everything was perfect. The Democrats wouldn't dare steal an election. Look at what they did in the lead up to it. Look at how they overhauled the election rules using the COVID scaremongering as an excuse. And then they didn't have it this last time around. And Trump comes storming back, wins in a landslide. You can't even make this stuff up. It's so unbelievable. It's so incredible. And yet God's plan and purpose stands. And as I say, to think that Tulsi Gabbard is the one that's kind of helping to blow the whistle on this. And hopefully Donald Trump does more than just send out, you know, hilarious memes of Barack Obama being put in handcuffs or whatever. Because if it's treason, and Donald Trump believes that it is, if there's no punishment, think about the message that sends to the enemies of the state. Here's Tulsi Gabbard out over the weekend, clip 5.
One day later, President Obama calls a meeting of his National Security Council, his top officials, to be held on what they called a sensitive topic. And the results of that meeting, which we released yesterday in these over 100 documents that talk about in detail how President Obama and his team, he directed a manufactured piece of intelligence that detailed not if, but how Russia tried to influence the outcome of the United States election that President Trump won in November of 2016. This document was then used as the foundation for everything that came next. It was, but foundational to it all was the fact that we had in President Obama and his leadership team people who did not want to accept the will of the American people in electing Donald Trump in 2016, and therefore cooked up this treasonous conspiracy to, again, try to effectively, and they did effectively, launch a years-long coup against the sitting president of the United States.
Obama, treason, conspiracy, let's add that word to the mix, coup, the rolling coup. This woman right here, she's the former vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. You know, and just as an aside, there are examples. That's why I say it's a good test for the Jeroboam administration, because there's plenty of examples in Scripture with kings in Israel or Judah that weren't necessarily righteous kings, but when they showed the courage to take some righteous action, a lot of times it had God's blessing and backing. So, as I say, I mean, it shows a lot about Bill Barr and what he didn't do and how weak he was, or at least turned out to be. He came in sounding strong. I think he joined Trump's administration because he knew the Mueller investigation was illegal and that they were trying to, you know, divine motives. Barr caught on to that and went to defend Trump. But as you know, once the election steal happened, I mean, he was compromised. He was sounding the alarm before 2020 election, saying that you can't have mass mail-in ballots because it leads to cheating. And then he went silent. And then he said the election was perfect. And then he didn't expose the, you know, the Hunter laptop. He didn't expose any of this that Tulsi's exposing. Weak. Pathetic. That's a bonus takeaway from the stories this weekend. Again, not a lot of new facts, as I say, but who could have predicted that it would be Tulsi Gabbard who would show more courage than some of those big-time Republicans like Bill Barr? Play clip six. This is just, again, to show how that, again, accepting the radical left media regime, to show how that talk of a coup and treason and conspiracy, I mean, it's just now everywhere you turn on conservative media. Clip six.
Director Gabbard, I'm glad you used the word coup. I also, in some of your reports, the word treason has come up. We're seeing a lot of things coming to light these days, and it's very encouraging for Americans, especially this report, which so many of us knew this was a hoax. But this goes all the way to the top. I mean, this goes all the way to Barack Obama. Will we actually see someone as high up as Barack Obama take responsibility, be accountable, maybe face criminal charges? Is that a possibility here based on the documents that you've released?
Yeah, Rachel, the seriousness of, again, the implications and the consequences of these actions that were taken demand accountability.
I mean, these people are saying things that just a few years ago were strictly forbidden. I mean, this would have been like the greatest sin you could commit in America. To actually criticize the dear leader? To not swoon before the dear leader's presence? I mean, he's an angel of light. Listen to him talk. There could be no guile in him. Now they're saying something a little bit different. And we were saying it from the start. This is from 2018, May. It's from the Saving America from the Radical Left Temporarily. That's the article we referred to so many times over the years. My father refers to the word treason 5 times in that article. That's 2018. August 2019, there's another article referring to treason 7 times. A quote, since Donald Trump became president, a dangerous level of corruption has been exposed in America's federal government. Officials within several powerful government agencies have worked actively to sabotage Mr. Trump and overturn the results of the 2016 presidential election. This is treasonous behavior. This is treason. You know, he brings up a good point. It's not even that they just stole 2020. They were trying to overturn 2016. They were trying to steal 2 elections, and they were successful with 1. Couldn't quite pull it off for 2016, but they sure were trying. And then you look at what they tried to do to keep him from running again. 2 attempted assassinations. These people are enemies of the state. It's just like Trump said all along, too, with fake news and the enemies of America. May of 2020, America has been fundamentally transformed. We mentioned treason in that article twice. We mentioned coup 7 times. My father says here, led by an Antiochus, their goal to fundamentally transform America is just a politically correct way of saying they want to blot out the name of Israel. And then he talks about the media, which I've got a lot to say about them as well. I'm going to run out of time here in a couple minutes. These officials have relied on the media to spread this information, and the mainstream media have been shamefully complicit. They, too, want to do all that they can to overthrow the government. See, as I say, the dear leader couldn't have completed this or almost completed it without Morning Meltdown, without the Washington Post, without the New York Times. I mean, look at what they were printing on December 9th, 2016. The day the intel was supposed to just get started. But see, Obama and Brennan had already concluded ahead of time, ahead of the intel assessment, that Russia interfered to help Trump, that Trump was a Russian agent. Well, I mean, Hillary said it in the dossier, and it's not really gotten any traction in the media or in government, but it was, you know, it was circulating. It was behind the scenes. John McCain read it, a few others, and, you know, it was kind of talked about, but everybody knew it was ridiculous. But see, when Trump shocked the world, they had to run with a ridiculous narrative. And then just tell you to your face, if you don't accept this, well, that means you're a Russian agent too. They said that about Tulsi Gabbard. Surprise, surprise. The thing the devil hates the most is being exposed. And that's why you see all of this deranged and delusional behavior and reasoning. Because he's being exposed. The devil, he sees himself as an angel of light. I'm sure Obama sees himself today, this morning, the same way. An angel of light in whom is no guile, certainly not. Every motivation is as pure as the driven snow. God has another view. God has another opinion. This is from... Again, Gabbard on with Maria, where she's talking about this being just the beginning. I mean, this could be the beginning of not just exposure, greater exposure, but maybe indictments. We'll see. It's hard to put a lot of faith in Pam Bondi, particularly when you see, you know, how the Epstein scandal has been handled and how they flip-flopped on that. And for all we know, too, that there may be something to the timing of all these things from one direction or the other. You know, let's talk a lot about Epstein and maybe it'll downplay what Tulsi's about to expose. Or maybe Tulsi came out at the time she did to just kind of put Epstein a little further down on the news cycle. Who knows? Who knows? What we know is that Isaiah 1 says that the sickness is from head to toe. That certainly is being revealed. Sickness, disease, and if you don't punish treasonous actors, then be assured the disease is only going to spread more rapidly. It's a big test for the Jeroboam administration, as I've said over the last few months. I mean, it's a mixed bag where, you know, Donald Trump and his people have hit the target square on. But in other cases, you know, the people in Trump's ear right now saying Bibi's a madman, they're missing the mark wildly. That said, with respect to more reveals, listen to Gabbard on with Maria yesterday, clip 4.
I've heard talk of a criminal referral. Are you referring this in a criminal matter?
We are referring all of the documents that we have uncovered to the Department of Justice and the FBI for a criminal referral. We have whistleblowers, actually, Maria, coming forward now after we release these documents, because there are people who were around, who were working within the intelligence community at this time, who were so disgusted by what happened. We're starting to see some of them come out of the woodwork here because they, too, like you and I and the American people, want to see justice delivered. So we're going to provide everything that we have, everything that we will continue to gather to the Department of Justice for that direct intent and that direct purpose. There must be indictments. Those responsible, no matter how powerful they are and were at that time, no matter who was involved in creating this treasonous conspiracy against the American people, they all must be held accountable.
So do you expect, just to be clear, do you expect indictments and prosecutions?
I'm not a lawyer. In my view, we have the evidence to be able to move forward and bring about justice. Yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible.
And I want to really put a spotlight on who's responsible, because we've talked about the highest levels. Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Clapper. But we also have to look at things like, you just found all of this. Why didn't Durham find it? Why didn't Mueller find it? Okay. What about the FISA judges? Because when you look at this seditious conspiracy aimed at overthrowing the U.S. government and an elected president, you have to consider also the black robes. You've got to look at the FISA judges.
So many traitors. Think about how close the dear leader was to completing this 16-year plan to destroy the United States. He came very close. He had a lot of help, but God stopped it right at the last minute. But yes, God stopped it. And now God is exposing it. I took you a little overtime today, but we will not charge you for those extra 2 minutes. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Thank you for joining us on today's show. Much, much more to come.